5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, Shikandayo. What are we doing? Oh yeah, 648. What was it? What was the magic number? It doesn't matter, because it's all a lie. The truth is that it is 1930 UTC, and you, my dear friends, are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm pretty damn proud of it. And to celebrate that fact, I think I'm going to pour some tea. Oh, look at that delicious nectar of the gods. Yes, once again, we're drinking the Gingin May today. Nectar of the gods. I'm telling you, people, run right out and buy some Gingin May today. If you do not have a store that sells Gingin May in your neighborhood, well, come on, you've got the internet. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now drinking this delicious tea. Wow. That's ridiculously good. All right, hold on a second. I need to reboot my old computer here, because there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Why is this thing not coming up and doing the business that it's supposed to be doing? I do not know. But let's see what it happens here. I just got to get this out of the way really quick before we get into today's very dubious goal style of business, because I've got something great that I wish I was doing right now. But no, I got to sit here and try to get this computer to come back online, because boy, computers. I need an amp. Oh, maybe we just need to get better amps. Actually, we don't. That's the whole problem. Computers don't have programs anymore. They have apps. I need an app. I better get an app from the app store. Okay, here we go. It's now or never. Is this thing gonna come up? It looks like it's thinking. It looks like it's looking for something. And it's taking a little bit longer than it would to just pop an error message. Is this computer gonna... Yes? No? Maybe? Wow, it looks like it found itself, but it's not... What the hell? Okay. Takes... Finally, Jesus. Okay, now we can finally do some stuff. Well, actually, that's not true, because now we got to get the kitty banky pit ready. We are never going to get this show started. We are already 5 freaking minutes into this show, and we haven't done jack. And so, okay, look, Peppa the Banky is ready for you. You want to get in the kitty business pit? Yeah, do some damn kitty business. There you go. Oh, it's so fun. It's so nice. You're a big baby. Okay, so once the cat sits down... Well, yeah, I said once the cat sits down, that's your cue to put your butt on the blanket. Ugh, cats don't get it. The subtlety is lost on my cat. And, oh, now that my cat is sitting down, I'm noticing that I'm having another technology failure. Everything is going to crap today. So it looks like we're not going to be having any music or anything today. Okay, I guess that's fine. Let's get the cat settled. Okay, the cat is sort of finally settling in here. I guess we can do something. Oh, where the hell are you going? Okay, I guess Pippa is not gonna sit here. That's good. That means I don't have to have the damn blanket on my legs, and that means we can now finally get started. Here's what you need to know. If you were listening to yesterday's show, you know that I was expecting some packages. The packages arrived. One package contained a power supply, a wall wart with a funny little daisy chain thing, and this is for powering up my new pedal. And I got another box, and here's the box. It's sitting here in my hot little hands, and after spending about 5 or 10 minutes trying to cut all the tape off and trying to figure out how to open the box, I still haven't been able to figure it out. How did it even close? It's funny, because it's got instructions for how to seal the box, but no instructions on how to open the box. Oh, well, maybe if I reverse the how to seal the box instructions, maybe I can open the box. Okay, so that's going to take a few minutes. So in the meantime, why don't we ask Clamps Lady what's going on today? Hey, Clamps Lady, what are bar clamps?
A bar clamp is similar to a pipe clamp, but lighter. You'll use these for all kinds of repairs where you need to let glue set up. It usually has a ratcheting quick grip. A quick release feature is really nice to have. The C-clamp is named after its shape. It has a threaded clamping action, generally used for holding items stationary. This clamp can apply up to 2,400 pounds of pressure.
Wow, 2,400 pounds of pressure. What a coincidence. Because that's the exact amount of pressure that I had to apply to this box to get it to open. I made an attempt to reverse engineer the sealing instructions only to discover that it was a one-way operation. So instead of doing anything smart or logical, I just went full tobe all over this box's ass. And of course, you know, now it's perfectly open and we can access the inside. Wow, look at all this stuff in here. I got lots of parts. Let's just dump them out. Let's just dump it all out on the floor. Oh yeah, look at all those. It's shiny metal. Oh, these covers, I thought these covers were metal, but no, these covers are wood. That looks kind of cheesy. Maybe I'll have to paint them to be metal. Anyway, let's look to see what we got here. What do we got here? Oh, I've got an invoice. I will check the contents of my package against the invoice. All right, what does it say? It says that this is... Oh, I got a note in here, too. It says, we thank you. Yeah, everybody thanks me. Okay, so... Ooh, is this a big sticker? Can I adhere this things? No, this is just this part. Okay, so I have a invoice that says image, and it's showing me a picture of something, but it's a little thumbnail, literally smaller than my thumbnail. Can't even see what it is. Quantity 2, item number 31-001-1, description, chrome open gear economy tuner / machine head 6-piece, 3 left, 3 right. Let's see if I can find the bag full of them. Here's one, and here's two. I have a dozen tuners. And on the picture on the computer, they had white handles, but these are like pearlescent handles. Woo-hoo-hoo! They're so pearly. Oh, I can tell people they're mother of pearl. All right, what's next on the invoice? Here's an image of something so small that I can't make out what it is. Quantity 3, item number 31-19401. Description, 3-string chrome hardtail roller style bridge for cigar box guitars and more, top and bottom loading. Okay, let's look for those packages. Whip, 1, 2, 3. Oh, I got 3 chrome roller bridges, and they're sexy. And if you don't know what these are, these hardtails, you have to imagine like a Telecaster guitar. Have you ever seen the bridge on a Telecaster guitar? That's what this is, except there's, you know, it's shorter so that you don't have to try to fit a pickup through it like you do on a Telecaster. But otherwise, it's exactly the same, but it's only three strings, right? So, and look, it comes with mounting hardware, and it comes with a little hex key, a little Allen wrench, so you can adjust it for maximum guitar. All right, what's next on the invoice? Quantity 3, item number 54116-01, the Giddy Bucker. Pippa, now I can't read it because Pippa's standing on the invoice. Oh, did kitties need to stand on an invoice? Oh, that's so fun for kitties, huh? Oh, look how good you're helping me. Oh, you're so good at helping. All right, now my cat's trying to get in the empty box, so we're just going to move the empty box over there, so maybe she'll go over there and get off the invoice. Okay, she's moving a little bit. I got Giddy Buckers. I got 3 Giddy Buckers. Thank you, Pippa. Yes, you can play with the box. Get in it. It's tiny. Quantity 3, the Giddy Bucker flat mount cigar box guitar humbucker made in the USA. Plus mounting cover. I spent the extra $7.50 to get the mounting bracket and cover. Yeah, well, it turns out that it looked like they were metal in the picture on the computer, but these are just laser-cut wood. And I regret spending $7.50 on laser-cut wooden parts, but, you know, maybe they'll come in handy. I don't know, but look at these Giddy Buckers. How many do I have? Yep, 1, 2, 3. They're all just stuck together because they're magnetic. So look at all these parts I got. And our mom is just pulling up. Boy, are you gonna get it now. Right, Pippa? Are they greasy Kirk Cameron's
gonna get it? Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
One more of everything. Extra onion rings. Coming up.
You know how to take care of your bride.
Well, you know how you like it.
So, if you don't mind me asking, where are you two headed for your honeymoon?
Ancient Chinese secret.
It is, however, no secret that I think I made a mistake, and I was actually thinking about this last night, and it turns out that I am correct in thinking that I need some quarter-inch phono jacks. Uh-oh, Pippa found a piece of bubble wrap. You like that stuff. It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, don't make a greasy mess, because our mom's pulling up. I forgot to get jacks, and normally I wouldn't even think about it because I used to have a Radio Shack less than a mile away from my house, and if I ever needed anything like that, I could just go over there and buy some. But I have none, and I'm going to need some for these pickups, and it occurs to me that I know that I have one. I've got one. I have one downstairs on my electronics bench. And I'm going to need at least 2 more. And it occurs to me, hey, did I get any when I bought those jack plates last time? Or were those just regular jack plates? And so now I got the other bag of guitar parts. And I'm dumping it out on the floor. What do we got? Oh, yes. Oh, good job, Tobe. You are my hero. Because one of the first things that fell out is a bag of jacks. And there's 3 in here. Awesome. And I've got one downstairs. Awesome, awesome. Oh, these are the good ones too. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, what else do I got? I've got strap buttons. I've got 4 strap buttons. I've got 3 recessed jack plates, you know, like the kind of Telecasters. And I've got my I've got my black skull tuners that are for something else. I've got my black roller bridge. And I have another pack of strap buttons. Why do I have black strap buttons and... Oh, that's right. I got these chrome ones from my dad. Okay, cool, cool, cool. And I got my black chrome roller bridge. I guess... Are there bugs in there? Gross. Okay, there's some bugs in there. That's fine. They're dead. They don't care. So neither do I. I have to admit, though, that I am oddly excited about these giddy buckers. I cannot wait to throw this onto something. Now I gotta build a guitar so I can be the tone guy. And who's my tone hero? Ray Davis. Let's do some more Kinks. Lovely thing. That was the Kinks with You Really Got Me, but you knew that already. Why am I even telling you? I don't know. I don't have anything better to do. Really, Tobe? You got nothing better to do? Don't you have some guitars or something to build? Don't you have a whole bunch of new parts, and shouldn't you be down in your basement sanding some dumpster planks into guitar necks so you can play musical instruments? You really have nothing better to do? Don't you want to learn how to make some pomme dauphine, get some French people in here, have them teach us some French cuisine stirring techniques, and maybe la troisième œuf et le deuxième œuf? Où est les œufs?
Eau bouillante salée, puis on les a cuits.
Où est mon pomme de terre?
Mais ça vaut le coup.
Ah ouais, c'est moi qui ai la corvée en plus de les éplucher.
Moi, tout va bien, d'accord?
Ouais.
Et ici, regardez, on va réaliser une pâte à choux. Je mets de l'eau.
Pours the water in the pot.
Mon beurre.
How about a pincée de sel?
Je vais rajouter.
Or is it a pincée de sel? It's a pincée de sel, not du sel.
On porte à ébullition et le temps que ça chauffe, je prends les pommes de terre. Alors on a pris des pommes de terre à chaque farineuse.
I speak potatoes and now I'm gonna throw them in my potato ricer.
On les met dans le petit moulin à purée, à la griffine. On va faire une pulpe de pommes de terre.
Oh, look how grindy those potatoes look.
Très très grosse ébullition, c'est vraiment super important. Et
now here's the part that you need to know. You gotta put some eggs in here. Some oeufs. You need to get trois oeufs. And first, put in le premier oeuf. And then put in le deuxième oeuf. And then la troisième oeuf. But first, stir the crap out of it. Use those French muscles.
Maintenant, tu vas m'incorporer les oeufs dedans, s'il te plaît.
Okay.
Alors les oeufs, fais attention quand on incorpore les oeufs pour pas que ça soit trop chaud, pour pas que ça cuise, d'accord?
Okay. Here we go. Le premier oeuf.
On y va vite pour pas que ça cuise.
Yeah, stir it.
On refroidit. Attends un petit peu. Voilà.
Wait a second.
Tu peux séparer
he
la
says,
main.
Or he says, he says, wait a little.
Là, on fractionne.
Get ready for le deuxième.
On incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Le deuxième oeuf. It's now in the pot. La troisième.
Allez, on incorpore le troisième.
La troisième. La troisième oeuf. You mean to tell me all I gotta do is mix mashed potatoes and potashu and add le troisième œuf? Don't I have to add anything else? You know, like maybe le banan?
No.
La banine?
Banine, no.
But really, this is no time for bananas. It is time to kick out the jams. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Straight out of Detroit, that was the MC5 with Kick Out the Jams. A classic. Because sometimes, let's face it, you just gotta kick out the jams. Which is why you probably need to start building some guitars like me. What you need to do is get yourself some Giddy Buckers. I am in love with Giddy Buckers. I am so into Giddy Buckers right now. It's not even funny. I'm looking at the clock. I still got to do this show for another 7.5 minutes. I need to be building stuff. I'm looking at a box over there. I know I got that neck downstairs. I got the sandpaper all ready. I got to get to work. And so do you. You need to start building some guitars so you can kick out the jams. Or be a street walking cheetah with a heart full of napalm.
Technology ain't got entering to this world. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy.
Ziggy Pop and the Stooges with Search and Destroy. Lots of good advice in today's musical selections. Kick out the jams, Search and Destroy, Girl, I Wanna Be With You. Yeah, but which girl?
You got Girlfriend Vietnam?
Yep, that's the one. Girlfriend Vietnam. I bet you thought we weren't going to get to that today. Well, you were wrong, because the only thing better than Girlfriend Vietnam is Girlfriend Korea. Okay. All right, well, now that we've finally got some fruit-related dances out of the way, I guess we can finally officially start the show. Oh, my God. I don't feel like doing a radio show today. I feel like building some stuff. I got stuff to build. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm excited about the Giddy Buckers, and I don't feel like playing radio, so I'm going to go down in my basement, get some sandpaper on that stick, then I gotta adjust a box, and I'm gonna do some stuff and tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that likes Giddy Buckers every day at 409, Kirk Cameron, you greasy little. So tune in tomorrow at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm sure I'll be up to some other wacky stuff. Maybe you'll hear about any other projects I have, and maybe you'll get some advice about clamps.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
No.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.